with their profits will then fund their favoured politicians. That's certainly what happens in the US. And they've got the Pentagon have actually made sure that they've got a major production facility in every congressional district, so that it's very difficult for the congressmen and women to vote against them. And of course, ultimately, this is actually ripping off the British taxpayer. We were talking about taxpayers being ripped off by people with spare bedrooms. Just think of the waste involved in this. Absolutely billions going down the drain year in, year out.
Okay, on to another story we touched on a couple of weeks ago. This is an anarchist group claiming it started a blaze at a police firearms training centre. This was at the end of August. Anarchists claiming responsibility for a blaze at the site of a partially built police firearms training centre, Black Rock, near Portishead. The group known as the Informal Anarchist Federation previously claimed involvement in several other arson attacks in the southwest of England, including the destruction of six UK border agency vehicles on the 21st of June and two attacks on railway signalling in May 2012, as well as, I think, an attack on the transmitter for Jack FM as well. And so they're now very much in the sights of the police. Martin, the only actions outside of the Bristol area by this group seem to be in Nottingham, where they claim responsibility for arson attacks on prison vans and G4S vehicles over the last year. And as I said, they've been sabotaging, allegedly anyway, train lines, because nothing's come to court. No one's really sure about this. It does seem, looking at this, that we have some sort of real anarchist cell here in Bristol, a centre for anarchism for the whole country, Martin, with all sorts of attacks, none of which the police have yet been able to solve.
Well, I also understand the Informal Anarchist Federation were involved in kneecapping a nuclear engineer in Italy. So they've got kneecapping a nuclear engineer in Italy. And I was speaking to anarchists this afternoon in Hydra Bookshop, and they said, well, do you support this kind of activity? And they said, definitely not. And what we suspect is possible here, I'm afraid, is that this may be provocation in order to create a political storm of some kind or another, in order to discredit those who've got whatever their political views are. And let's be absolutely clear, I do not support this kind of action at all as a way of making political protests against the things that you're opposed to. That's not the way to do your business. And of course, it's just it causes repression on legitimate protesters.
Ron, it's called the Informal Anarchist Federation. It seems to be centred here in Bristol.
Well, I've never heard of them. That's the first time I've heard a name. However, can I say I agree with Martin, and the thing I find most appalling in this is that particularly the railway incident,
yeah,
with the potential for, if you like, serious injury to innocent members of the public, I think is disgraceful, and it is totally unsupportive. You cannot go down this route of going this far and putting people's lives at risk for a political issue. It's just not real. In relation to the attack on the firearm section, I mean, that has cost the people of Avon and Bristol millions of pounds, because it was nearly finished, about three quarters finished, and obviously it's going to have to be redone. Now, we do know that there has to be the ability for the police to be armed in certain instances, and we've seen that in various instances with terrorism, etc. I prefer to see our police not armed, but they do have to be trained and be responsible. This, I think, is a real attack on public safety, in my view, and it's not the way to make political protests.
But there are a lot of people out there, Ron, that don't trust the police, aren't there?
Well, yes, that's true, but they're not tearing up the railway tracks or setting fire to buildings.
Well, some of them are, it seems.
Well, yeah, but how big is this group?
Martin, can you, I mean, this isn't the first time this sort of thing has happened. Would you draw any parallels to what was going on in Italy?
I would indeed. What happened in Italy in the 1970s and 1980s is there was a whole plethora of groups which were carrying out some actually assassinating people, not just burning things. Prima Linea, Brigata Rossa, Nuclei Armati Proletari. But we now know through investigations by the Italian Parliament that all of these groups were being run by the secret services.
Now, just hang on a minute, because surely the fact of the matter is you've got a sort of far left resistance group that's been infiltrated by, shall we say, right wing elements. So it's not fair to say it's being run by.
No, listen, there's a very good book by Philip Whitehead about this called The Political Uses of Terrorism in Italy. And he says in that book, the right-wing terrorists were glove puppets of the intelligence services, just like Golden Dawn in Greece now. They've got special forces and police officers in there with them. The left-wing terrorists were marionettes, so they don't realise that they're being manipulated. They're genuine protesters. They're genuinely doing this, but they don't realise that they're being put up to it. Their line managers are, in fact, intelligence officers.
Yeah, the four guys.
Yes.
But, I mean, it surely is possible that these people are just, you know, people who've done this are just actually fed up with the system.
Well,
and they're trying to, to really fight back in the only way they know.
The kind of language they're using is not, in fact, the kind of language that anarchists use in the way they use it. It looks like, we want to start a civil war, was what they said on Bristol Indie Media. I said, if you want a civil war, mate, you can just go to Bosnia or Belfast if you're that interested. It's not serious. And the left-wing terrorist groups, including the Red Brigades, it's quite clear the Red Brigades were infiltrated by the intelligence services, and they were doing what they call the strategia di tensione, the strategy of tension. So you've got right-wing terrorists, left-wing terrorists, and of course, what do you get out of that? A police state. So who's behind all of this?
Isn't there a certain strange legitimacy to this, in that the people who are doing this may be thinking, well, why are we publicly spending money on a new police training facility, which we don't need? Because there are already firearms training facilities in Wiltshire and in Avon and Somerset and in Gloucestershire. That what the money should be spent on is things like helping people with their spare bedrooms.
I'm not buying that for a minute. And most of the anarchists I spoke to, and I was speaking to anarchists this afternoon in their bookshop, and they were absolutely condemnatory of this. I mean, the general position of those who call themselves anarchists in this city, and there's quite a lot of them, is that they're absolutely opposed to this.
So if there is some trickery going on, what's the point of it?
The point is to try and create... What in Italy, the point of creating of the strategy of tension, which was being pursued by the intelligence services, which basically means the British and the Americans, and it involved assassinations and the bombing of Bologna railway station that killed 80 odd people. It's all clear that this was manipulated by the intelligence services because they wanted to prevent the Communist Party of Italy winning a democratic election in Italy. That was the game. Bologna was a communist voting town. The 86 people who died in that railway station were mostly communist voters. And the purpose of that is to put the fear of God into them.
Well, I know the police also were saying that this is creating, really, I suppose, a reason for them to be looking at people like squatters and aligning them with domestic extremism. Because the problem is there's a whole massive budget to deal with domestic extremism. But without this, there is no domestic extremism.
Correct. And the police, as you know, have been under a lot of pressure for the infiltration they've been making in the alternative movement over the years, giving people babies and then disappearing and so on. They're under a lot of pressure about it. But if they can show that the anarchists are out there burning things down and blowing things up, then they're justified, aren't they, in spending millions of our taxpayers' money on infiltrating our movement. I think what we've got to be clear is our movement rejects these tactics, whoever is carrying them out. If they are being carried out by those who are misguided, then they should stop and cease and desist forthwith, is my message to them.
Ron, I'll give you the final word on this.
Well, I bow to...
So you weren't down at the anarchist bookshop this afternoon having a chat with them?
No, I was at the fire authority. However, I just think it is a deliberate manipulation of the political system the wrong way. Unsafe, putting innocent people at risk. And if the anarchist group and movement are disassociating themselves from it, I think that says it all.
What would you say to people who feel total frustration, really at their wit's end, thinking, how can we bring about a more just society?
Well, I try and do that with the 10,000 people in the ward, actually, because there are plenty of people in Speedwell, for example, that feel frustrated or maybe let down, maybe they've been made redundant, and issues like that. And it's basically being able to be approachable and open and being able to listen. I don't believe in politicians that go out and just hector people into believing that they're totally right and everybody else is totally wrong.
And what would you say to those that criticise the police directly for use of tasers, for example, which there are now something like a score of people who've been killed by these things? Yeah. I mean, you know, they are also trained to use them as if they're cattle prods that would be used in an abattoir.
Yeah. Well, I think there are a number of incidents that have been investigated and found to be wrongly used. I mean, look at the poor guy that was going home, if you remember, and got arrested by the police, pulled over and eventually died, didn't he?
Oh, there's several people dead now, including one chap who was very seriously...
I don't think the police are totally above criticism, and I've never claimed that. What I think is, I think these people are going about it totally the wrong way.
Okay, finally then, we're going back to a story we did a bit on last week, but it is so massive, the privatisation of Royal Mail, £3 billion sale, nobody wants except cash-strapped coalition and the bankers, according to the Daily... it's according to the Press Association. I thought that was going to be the Daily Mirror for a minute there, but no. The government was accused of sacrificing the Royal Mail to bail out its failed policies by launching a £3 billion fire sale of the postal giant. Arrogant ministers defied overwhelming opposition, including a massive 70% of the public, by pressing ahead with hated plans to privatise the company, ending more than 500 years under state control. You again then, Ron. What is going on? Because, again, I mean, this is a bit like defence procurement. You could not imagine that it would make sense. I mean, really, what they're doing by each of these privatisations is making the vote count less. They keep going on about, we're trying to get people engaged to vote, but your vote means less every time they privatise something like Royal Mail, defence procurement. It's going to be virtually nothing left soon.
Well, I'm a great believer that Royal Mail should be...